It's City Desk, with news and views from City Hall. And now your host of City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett, and we're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk webcast. We're going to jump right into it. We have Mayor Fofo Gilich on the program today, and I keep hearing that you're telling people that, call me Fofo.
That's it. I'm still Fofo, so call me. I'm the mayor, you know, but that happens to be a good thing, so...
You did an interview with a radio station yesterday, and they asked you what it was like to be mayor, and how's it been?
Well, it's been great. It's been taking taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, but or somebody throwing you in back bait, learning how to swim just by getting in the middle of it. But it's been fun.
Right off the bat, you had to face this baseball deal, and you had to make some decisions and move forward. And how's that all worked out, you think?
Well, it's worked out well. I mean, if you look at the thousands of people that have already visited our park and downtown and the game day experience and just the event itself and just bringing everybody to Biloxi, that's what's been great. And it's been great baseball. The only downside, we lost a couple of games, but we'll figure that out. The team will anyhow. But it's been great. It's a tremendous experience just to hear the crack of that bat and everybody looks up when it's approaching. Whether it's our team or the opposition's, it's still fun. It's just really a great experience.
You had to be elated with the weekend that we had in Biloxi this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. You with the Shrimp Festival and a couple of concerts going on and the parking was not a problem and I was able to read a proclamation and at about 5:45 and be at the game day festivities at 6. So it was great and no real problems. My wife was directing me on how to drive, but we made it and we were just tickled.
Is your wife going to be a big part of this administration, and what role will she have?
My wife has been a big part of my administration since 47 years, so I don't think that's going to change. So we're alike in a lot of ways, so I have no problem with that. And I think the people that know her know me. It's a team. It's a pair, as they say across the bay.
Okay, Mayor, you were able to be involved in a something really great downtown at this ribbon cutting where we added some more parking and some bike lanes.
Right when it started, and I'm not sure exactly when the striping was going out, but I remember approving it. But I thought it was sort of a Grand Prix, a pit stop kind of layout. But it turned out really well. You know, people naturally, you know, kind of moved and cleared their way for the bikes to come to and fro. So it was terrific.
Seems like it's going to be safer. We added 200 parking spaces in downtown Biloxi, and now we have, if you count Veterans Avenue, about 3¾ miles of bike lanes. Mayor, you've said your number one priority of all of your priorities is going to be to make some improvements that'll help Keesler Air Force Base.
Well, no doubt. Not everybody in Biloxi, is dependent, but there's 40,000 lives. The 40,000 lives, not all in Biloxi is what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. And the whole region, the importance of keeping Keesler viable and BRAC-proof is tremendous. We're going to actually do everything we can in pulling, you know, the various folks of our delegation, the federal delegation, state delegations, and the governor and transportation together to let's identify exactly, you know, to create this new gateway in Division Street, and we'll actually leave a lot of obstacles for people to get around, but you know, make the new gateway a secure as far as 9/11. Everything changed with regard to inspections and just the gracefulness and how you get to and fro Keesler Field.
You had a lot of people in your meeting at the visitor center, but man, you just can't say enough about that Mertis Frank, can you?
No, thank goodness. Thank goodness for Senator Cochran and Mertis, and she grasped exactly what we were trying to do and kind of facilitated, you know, how we think and how we present. So that was what was great, and that was a tremendous learning experience for me. Yeah, but I think everyone there, it was 22 people I think were there, understood that everybody's going to identify a role and then execute as we hammer out this game plan out, execute what needs to be done.
Are you still having fun as mayor?
Yes, I'm having a great time. You know, dealing with y'all too. That's always fun. But it really is. It's exciting.
Okay, Mayor, anything else you want to say as we wrap up this week's program? Tell people in Biloxi something good.
Well, something good is let's pull for the shucker since we own that ballpark and make those 20 easy payments that we have to face. But, it's just a great place. That's what we want to send the word out. We found a special place. It's Biloxi, Mississippi.
I want to thank you, too, because you resonated with that message yesterday on that statewide radio program. It seems like you and JT connected.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. He's been invited to the Savonia Lodge. He alluded to that a lot of times. So we're going to get him down here, and he's enjoyed his experiences down here. So we're going to make that true for everyone.
Thank you for taking the time, Mayor.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.